Well, today was the big day, and how did it work out for you? Did the world come to an end? Did the rapture occur?
Sunrise, sunset.
Total eclipse.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Okay, I admit for some of you, the event has not yet occurred. I have to record this program a little bit earlier to make sure that it gets to all the radio stations in a timely manner. But for most of you listening, particularly on shortwave in the late afternoon and evening, the big event has already come and gone. The big eclipse of 2024, marking the crisscross from 2017. How they crisscrossed, what an amazing thing. And all the prophecy people are out there trying to get you to read their material. A lot of people trying to read something into this, what they call a once-in-a-lifetime event. And I know, like I say, some of you, it's coming shortly. Maybe happening right now. It may already have come and gone. And I'm amazed at how many people have jumped on this bandwagon of trying to use this as some kind of a sign from God that the end is near. There's only one problem with that. Do you know that about six times a year there's some kind of an eclipse, maybe a partial, maybe not full, six times per year somewhere on this planet? And once about every 18 months, there's a total eclipse somewhere on this planet. So why is it whenever it happens just in the United States, it's a big deal? Is the United States the center of all biblical prophecy? I don't think so. Yet so many people fall into this trap, share this nonsense. By the way, one of the worst things and best things that ever happened to us was social media. On one level, it connects people. And I was able to catch up with friends that I had lost touch with many, many years ago. But on the other hand, it is full of buffoons and fake news and garbage and cut and paste nonsense. Ooh, when you see this, you know, Zuckerberg is telling you that he doesn't like the Lord's Prayer, so you need to cut and paste this on your timeline. It's not even true. You realize if you ever see a cut and paste on Facebook, I guarantee you it's either a hoax, it's either fraudulent news, or it's a way for bad actors to get a list of your friends by watching who reacts. I'm telling you, the bad guys are out there. And there are too many people that are, shall we say, very naive when it comes to social media and its dangers. I come from the opinion that Facebook in particular is probably a psyop of our own CIA. I mean, don't think I'm crazy on saying that. It seemed to come out of nowhere, exploded overnight, and knocked all of its competition out of the way in a matter of months. That took some effort. And who shares a lot of information with our government? Well, they do. So does Google, so does YouTube, all of them. All these places that churches are suddenly so dependent upon. Yeah, our church, we use Facebook. Well, I use it too. Limited. I don't put everything out there on, you know, Fascist Book. I don't put much out for this radio program on Facebook. Just when a new episode is out has been primarily what it was used for. The same with X, formerly known as Twitter. But over these past weeks, story after story after story after story, all about the eclipse. And it was, you know, I'm looking at one, I'm not going to name the place, but I'm reading it right now. Multiple regions across the United States declare state of emergency in preparation for the solar eclipse. Well, I've got an opinion on that. These idiotic governors in the United States during
COVID-19.
And this is my theory. I think that many government leaders, people like Kathy Hochul, they got used to some dictatorial powers because of the pandemic. Governors in many blue states in particular were the worst. You had a few pretty lousy ones, too, in Ohio and Maryland that were rhinos. And they love their dictatorial power. Shut it down. Stay home. Stay safe. Even though I think many of them knew that this was all garbage, that the Imperial College numbers of all these people dying on the streets was total nonsense and made up and fraudulent and nowhere near the infectious death count that they told us it was going to be. It was just garbage. But they couldn't let it go. Number one, got to help the outcome of the election. And I have no doubt that in 2020, the idea of mailing ballots to everybody that ever registered to vote or anybody that they think is still breathing, and then be sure to harvest those ballots for your side and get them into those big lockboxes. Get them mailed in. Like I say, I will say to the day that I die, and God calls me home, the election of 2020 was, well, manipulated. Manipulated in such a way that the outcome was altered. Whether by lying, filthy media, hiding true stories and calling them false. By the way, that alone is now proven to be enough of a change to have changed the outcome. Let alone the Zucker boxes and all the other mail-in foolishness. Breaking of the Constitution, remember, only state legislatures, not idiot secretaries of state, have the authority to determine how elections are done in their state. Raffensperger, you need to understand that. You had no authority to do most of what you did. And you can scream at me in my face all day long, but you didn't. And neither did any other that pulled that stunt or governor. Or even courts. I think the courts were negligent. They should have stayed out of it and said, what they should have done is say, the law in the state is clear by the legislature. It is done this way. Unless the legislature comes back into session and changes it, this is the way. Period. I've mentioned Georgia a couple of times, and I want to get back to the eclipse. It's amazing how for 2020, the rules were changed, but they were changed back in time for Kemp's reelection. He would have lost had the other rules stayed in place that made it really easy to cheat. And he couldn't afford having Stacey Abrams become the governor, even though Stacey Abrams still believes she's the governor. But that's right. She can deny an election. And I don't see Fannie Willis coming after her for denying the election that was so perfect in 2020 and 2022. We've been told that. We were told that 16. You can't deny an election. That's a crime now. Well, I'm denying it. I guess I'm a criminal. But getting back to the eclipse, all these stories that I read, and I get a lot of stuff. I mean, I've got to wade through a total, a lot of it can be nonsensical, and it gets old after a while. People talking about, the book of Joel 3, chapter 4, before the great and terrible day, I will send portents in the sky and on the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall turn into darkness and the moon into blood. Well, if that's the sign of God, of God's coming, this has only happened, 1,300 times since Jesus resurrected from the dead or more. And partial eclipses and signs in the heavens and earthquakes and the shakings. These things have been going on. Yet they try, especially when it comes to the United States. I don't get it. So you got multiple regions in the United States, including New York State. I mean, I remember, WSYR-TV out of Syracuse. I do remember them from many, many, many years ago. They're talking about all these counties declaring states of emergency. Are you ready for this? To run from April 6th, like this, past Saturday, all the way until Wednesday. State of emergency until Wednesday. Actually, 11:59 p.m. on April the 9th, which would be tomorrow night. I mean, all over New York State, parts of Ohio, all these in the big path of this eclipse. And In Indiana, even Governor Eric Holcomb issued a state of emergency. And it'll stay all the way till the end of the night on Tuesday, the day after. Now, here's the problem. And here's what disturbs me about these, quote, states of emergency. It gives government the authority to do whatever is necessary for the safety of the people and the protection. Well, that's what they did in COVID. They can restrict your movements. They can shut down traffic routes. They can suspend regulations to expedite their response and create emergency legal sanctions. Even FEMA's gotten in on the game. Let me explain something. The total eclipse will start over Mexico and the Pacific Ocean around 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. That's around, that's early afternoon in the eastern United States. And it will continue starting in the southwest and moving northeast until it passes over the shores of the northeastern United States, northern Vermont, New Hampshire, and then just like a Chinese spy balloon, it'll wander out over the Atlantic Ocean. And of course, we all know it's when the moon gets between the sun and the earth, and this happens over and over again. And they say, but it's the first solar eclipse to be visible in the continental United States since August 21st of 2017. I remember that. My wife and I were up in Georgia. We had a small place up there. And if you look on the map where we lived at in Sky Valley, Georgia, and you amplify the map to look at the dead center line, it went directly over the top of our little house. I mean, not off by a few feet. I'm saying right over. And I can remember then, in 2017. Now, this is before the pandemic. But then again, you have to remember what was going on in, quote, the church world at that time. There were all kind of prophecies that came out in the years prior. And I can remember working for one of these prophecy prognosticator purveyors who was very cautious. Rather than that individual making the, quote, prophetic claim, he would bring on some prophetic clowns to do the dirty work and get the people riled up to get more money coming in. Now, somewhere in my collection of audio bites, and I'm going to find it. I was going to look for it for today, and I just couldn't get my fingers on it. But I've got it somewhere. And it may be in a computer in another location, and it may take me a while to find it. But I saved a little audio clip from a radio broadcast that came out in, I think it was April of 2015. April of 2015. So we're talking, 9 years ago almost. And there was this individual, a prophetess of God, or I should say self-proclaimed prophetess of God. And this prophetess of God was a guest by telephone on this particular radio program. And I will admit, I was working for the ministry at that time. And I wasn't there much longer. My time was running out and I knew there was something wrong. That interview was always very disturbing. And I just attributed it to, a mistake, whatever. The problem was you didn't go for one day. He brought her back for a second day, a whole hour, 2 hours of nothing but prophecy after prophecy of the end times and all these predictions. It's all coming down to the wire. And Jesus had told her in a dream late one night, woke her up, saying, "You must get prepared now. Time is running out. If you do not prepare now, it will be too late." And the host of the program says, "So how much time do we have?" And this woman, this self-proclaimed prophetess said, "We have until no later than the end of August." the end of August. By the way, that was 2015. It's 9 years ago. Well, not quite. We're getting there. But if you didn't get prepared by August 30th or whatever, 2015, it's too late. You'll be unprepared, and you'll be going through all the terrible times ahead. This is the kind of spiritual ignorance that permeates much of the American church today. Somehow they believe that we are chosen of God to be something so special, and when an eclipse happens here, when something happens here, it means Jesus is coming tomorrow. And I can remember this same radio host after the first of the year. Remember, all these things were going to happen. You know, by the end of that year, we're going to also have another Bethlehem star. I can remember these people being bought on this program for these signs and wonders and things to look at. And you seek a sign. Yeah, Jesus said those that are seeking a sign, this adulterous generation. And I think the adulterous generation are those that are sign seekers. It's one thing to observe, but it's one thing to go bananas and out of your way looking for signs in the heavens and thinking this is it, that is it. Here's the Christ, there's the Christ. Remember what Jesus said? These prophecy prognosticators are making big profits on a lot of the stuff that they're selling you. Late great planet Earth comes to mind. It wasn't all this supposed to happen by 1988? And then others, well, 2012 and 18 this or 19 that. All these people have been dead wrong. And so I don't get too much into this for a reason. I know a lot of people send me stuff and say, Bob, you need to read this. You need to look at this video. I don't have time to watch some of this nonsense because I know these are the same classless clowns that have made wrong predictions before. I'm not going to waste my time. I will scan it so I can remember the last fake and phony prediction. And to say that it's a bad omen, it's this, it's that or the other. I can remember eclipses when I was a kid, total. I think this is the third or fourth one I will have been through in my life. And like I say, there's been 1,350 or something since Jesus was born on the face of the earth. I don't understand why. I don't understand why so many Americans think that the United States is the center of Bible prophecy. It is not. That doesn't even begin to make any sense. But here we are. And now you've got all these governments doing something they did not do in 2017. I don't remember states of emergency being declared in 2017. And for those that are making a big deal out of it, remember, these clowns got addicted to power and having emergency powers. Do you think that Kathy Hochul in New York would miss an opportunity to declare a state of emergency? Of course not. It's not in her DNA anymore. It's been altered. It's been altered by being a power-hungry witch, which is what she is, an abortion-loving, power-hungry, lying witch. The Wicked Witch of Western New York, Kathy Hochul, and many other governors in blue states and blue cities that are going bonkers over this in the pathway. Oh, and the other one, and don't get me started on this. I did a little research. Bob, don't you know this is the sign of Jonah? This eclipse is a sign of Jonah. Do you know that the eclipse is going to pass over a whole bunch of cities named Nineveh in the United States? Did you not know that, Bob? Did you not know that this means it's a sign of Jonah? Okay. There are communities in the pathway called Nineveh. Some don't even exist anymore. They were just names in the past. Some were like subdivisions of something. But there are a lot more Ninevehs in the United States than there are in the pathway of this eclipse. And there are a lot of Ninevehs around the world. So what does that mean? Not much. not much of anything. Maybe two are near it or one in it out of the two, but the other ones are outside of the total pathway. But people are trying to tell me this is the sign of Jonah, Bob. Don't you see it? What is wrong with your theology that you cannot see the sign of Jonah in the eclipse? It's because the sign of Jonah was pretty well specified by Jesus of what it really is. As Jonah was in the belly of the great fish 3 days and three nights, so must the Son of Man be in the belly of the earth or the grave for 3 days and three nights. By the way, that is the real sign of Jonah. Not some stupidity of some little township that had the name Nineveh at some point in its history, somewhere in the Midwest, and now an eclipse is coming across it in 2024. Would you stop believing this silliness and stop spreading this garbage on Facebook as a copy and paste? Is the church that biblically ignorant and following after these clowns? And I mean it when I say these clowns, these profit money-making clowns. I saw an article about a prophetic deliverance minister that deals with an organization from Bethel. To give you an idea of the caliber of these prophetesses, this one claims that Jesus crawled into her bed and played with her hair. These are the kind of people that you're following? Yeah, former psych ward patient, now prophetess, said she was delivered from addiction to drugs when Jesus got in bed with her and comforted her and played with her hair. On and on it goes. We've got the church in the United States is in a bad place. We got these mega churches out there a mile wide and a quarter inch deep. Their theology is all happy talk and what I call millennial mommy stuff. Make them happy. You know, it's just like K-Love Radio. I'm sorry to insult you if you like it. I'm not really trying to insult you, but I am a little concerned about that station, and here's why. They seem to attract to themselves what I call the millennial mommies, trying to raise their children and have their career and their life and their fun times and their quality time, and then they go to their happy church where it's all about me, 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 me. I want to talk about me. Remember that country song? It's all about me, my feelings. When people, my hair stands up on the back of my neck when somebody says something like, I went to church today and I just didn't feel into it. I didn't feel anything today. Well, you're not supposed to. This is not about you. It's about him. And it's not about him being your mushy boyfriend or something. This is problem number one in the church. What is being passed off as the evangelical church is a watered-down mess of bad teaching, bad theology, and weak-kneed Christians that don't understand what it really means to be a follower of Christ. Being a follower of Christ is not always a happy and perfect little life. It's not about feeling good today. And a lot of people, when times will get difficult, and they will, maybe in my lifetime or yours, it could get very difficult for Christians. It already is. It's been a slow tide on that one for a long time. The powers of hell hate true Christianity. So go into some churches and make them apostate and not Christian anymore. Make them basically synagogues of Satan. The Episcopal Church, many of them, that's what they become. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, many of their congregations are apostate. They have rejected Scripture. They have rejected the teachings of the Bible, and they've invented and heaped unto themselves teachers hearing what they want to hear. Ooh, transgenderism, good. Jesus loves to have you butcher your body. He'll preside at your gay wedding. None of it's true. But they've warped the gospel to teach an error that the Bible warns about. And there they are, right before your very eyes. And then those that really believe that they've got it together and they've found a new way to worship. This modern way, tight blue jeans and golf shirts and t-shirts and light shows and smoke machines and praise bands and all that go with it. And they're nothing but wimpy. And then you've got those that today were all in a panic. And notice, I am confident in recording this program in advance that the world did not come to an end. The rapture did not occur because of an eclipse in the United States. I know the idea of having an X pattern across the United States in a period of, I don't know, 7 years, 8 years, whatever it is now, 2017 to now, may sound like a big deal. But is it really? 4 years before, 4 years after? It's happened before, all over the planet, and it will happen again if Jesus tarries his return. The one thing I do know, years ago there was a song, and its chorus went like this, coming again, coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, and maybe soon. Coming again, coming again. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is coming again. And there's a verse that goes, standing before him at last, trials and trouble all past. Crowns at his feet we will cast because Jesus is coming again. When you are worrying about when he is coming and you're not in the vineyard working, then you become a perfect ally of the enemy of your soul. You're busy prepping and worrying and stocking up on your foods and supplies and just going about your business and hiding in your church and doing nothing to share the good news of Jesus Christ with others because you're busy stocking up. Let me remind you of something that Jesus said in a parable about the guy who was rich and he was doing so well, he decided to tear down his barns and build new ones because he just had such a wonderful crop. And there's no difference between some of the preppers out there and this rich king. It was all about their needs in the here and now and not preparing for the kingdom to come. Lay up not for yourselves treasures on earth where rust and moths and all that corrupt. Lay up your treasures in heaven. Too many Christians aren't doing that anymore. It's all about having two and three cars and a bigger house, a happy church and careers for husband and wife, and children in the proper daycare, maybe even a Christian school from time to time. But you're not doing anything for the kingdom. This eclipse is thoroughly a natural event. But it should remind us of the awesomeness of this God that we serve, who created the sun, the stars, which are literally other suns and other universes and other planets, expanding galaxies trillions upon trillions of miles out. It's a testimony to him. And some little tiny event, like a little moon in front of this little planet, for a brief period of time, blocking out the sun. Yeah, it scared pagans, and it's now scaring Christians who are not deep enough into Scripture and into the relationship they should have with Jesus Christ. I'm sorry that I had to put it that way. And all these emergency powers government is giving to themselves allows them to do whatever they want, when they want, how they want, without anybody telling them what they can't do. And they got used to that power during the pandemic, and it's hard for somebody, once they're given a taste of that dictatorial power, to give it up. And so here's an opportunity to exercise it again. There's an old saying, we have some bigger fish to fry than worrying about a pandemic. We have a lost and dying world. And this radio program, I'm going through this metamorphosis right now. We're going to be bringing you news stories this week. got a bunch that I want to share before the week is out. I'm trying to get a friend of mine, a guest on, maybe tomorrow, maybe Thursday. Not sure which day it's going to be, to share his insight on what he sees in this world today. And maybe instead of chasing after signs and wonders, we should chase after the truth of God's word. Now, little update. My surgery last week was postponed to the end of this month. Reason? The surgeon was so backed up, many cases went longer, and so we just got rescheduled and we'll do it again on the 30th. Other than that, I feel pretty good. So I thank you for your prayers. If you believe in this ministry, let me ask you a question. Would you consider supporting us, maybe for the first time? Would you? You can go to our website, truth2ponder.com. truth2ponder.com. There's a tab for support. You can use Give, Send, Go. Works great. We love it. They've been great with us. Or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowie. C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E. Chilhowie, Virginia. And the zip code in Chilhowie is 24319. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia. And the zip code in Chilhowie is 24319. That's 24319.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Samson's weakness coming up. Shalom Aleichem. This is the Nice Jewish Boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a real special gift in a moment. Samson, the strongest of men, yet he fell. Why? Because he lacked strength? No, he had it all. But he failed because of his weaknesses. He never dealt with his weaknesses. It wasn't his lack of strength. It was his weakness. Weakness of pride. Weakness of worldliness and carnality and carelessness and drinking and women. Weakness in not following God. He never addressed them. It was undealt with. And ultimately, it undid him. It nullified his strengths. His weaknesses overpowered his power. His weaknesses were stronger than his strengths. So he didn't fall because of his strengths. He fell because of his weaknesses. Never dealt with, never covered the gaps, never tamed them, never worked on them, never strengthened them, never take precautions with them. A wise soldier knows not only his strength, but his weakness. So with you. You might have a lot of strengths in the Lord, and that's great. What about your weaknesses? Just as important as strengthening your strength is to know your weaknesses and to cover them, guard against them. If you're weak in a certain area, take precaution. If you're weak in a different area, put a hedge up, cover it up, take precaution, because even the strongest ones may fall. But the weak will rise who know their weakness and use wisdom and God's grace to cover it. Be strong in the Lord. Be wise. Be careful with your weakness. And you'll be like Paul, who knew the grace of God was sufficient in his weakness and who took precaution. And not like Samson, who never did. Want more? Ask for the Samson Factor on CD. Now, what if you could receive daily vitamins guaranteed to strengthen your spiritual walk with God? A 6-month supply for free. You can with Sapphires, daily spiritual vitamins for a victorious walk with God, updates on Israel, world events and prophecy, and the incredible Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD. You're going to love it. How do you get this all free? Easy. Just remember Jesus' real name. Write it down. Yeshua. And call it. You just call now 1-800 to receive your free gifts. 1-800-YESHUA-1. You will be blessed, but call now 1-800-YESHUA-1. Now you can actually spread salvation around the world for very little through shortwave radio from the Arctic Circle to Israel. It's amazing. It's like sending a billion tracks throughout the world, and it's the farthest way you can ever spread the gospel. Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's Yeshua, YESHUA-1. Or write me direct. Here's how. It's right to the Nice Jewish Boy at Box 1111. It's in Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey. The zip is 07644. It's a Nice Jewish Boy. It's Box 1111. It's Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey. And the zip, it's 07644. Well, till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying, Shalom Aleichem. Peace be to you, my friend, in Messiah, Yeshua Tenu, our salvation.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part two of our Eclipse edition of Truth to Ponder for this Monday, the 8th of April in the year of our Lord, 2024. There is no doubt in my mind that we are in a very unique time. Now, whether this is going to be the Great Tribulation or, as we've seen over the centuries, a period of intense tribulation, I don't have the authority to say either what it could be. I'm not going to do that. But I am going to do what all Christians have been urged by our own Savior Jesus Christ to do, to be ready, be prepared, be observant, but I'm not going to go bonkers and crazy over it either. You know, last week, earthquake in New York City. Well, the Bible says there'll be earthquakes, but we've had earthquakes on and off for thousands of years that we know of in recorded history. But we are coming ever closer to that day. Are you ready for that day? And that's one of the reasons I do this program. Sure, I can sit here. I probably could start a whole new program. I told somebody that what I was going to do and some of the things that I'm sharing today. And they said, you know, you might get somebody really upset with you that might have supported your program and now they're not going to do it. Well, I'm not going to lie either for people to send money to pay for the airtime. And by the way, that's what we do with the money. We pay for airtime. I'm free. Airtime is not. It's getting the truth out there. And I'm tired of these people that profit from prophecy. And they really don't care or apologize or get out of the business when they're wrong. Even like those clowns back in 2020. Oh, the election will be overturned and Trump will take office. Ooh, all before January. I see this blue turning into red. And I listen to these clowns. They were wrong. Yet they're still out there. The world, you got to be prepared by August of 2015. They're still out there with thousands upon thousands of followers, and they bring in lots of money, and I don't. I guess telling the truth is not a very profitable business, if you want to call it that, for lack of a better term. But we continue to do this program, and what I want you to do is try what I've always wanted you to do, is to be balanced in all of this. When you become so consumed by prophecy, you become so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good for the kingdom. And there are a lot of you out there. You need to grow up in your faith and mature and stop being little babes in Christ chasing every little wind of doctrine or prophecy, but be able to make a bold stand for your faith and be prepared to lose your life for that faith, if that's what it comes down to. Jim Calhoun is about to come to the microphone to help me a little bit today. And Jim is going to be talking about just that. How do we keep balanced in these troubled times? And so, Jim, I'm going to bring you to the microphone and share. How do we become more balanced?
Thanks, Bob. It's great to be back on Truth to Ponder. Well, today I'm going to talk about balance. We have to balance things to keep our sanity. I know that I have listeners to my show and also listeners on Truth to Ponder that have commented in several different directions. One of the comments was that a lot of the things I talk about are very disturbing, and I agree with that. They're disturbing to me as well. And I've had others comment that they need me to keep it real and not to sugarcoat anything. And so I'm hearing from both sides, and my answer to both opinions is balance. We have to balance everything as best we can. And yes, we have massive troubles worldwide. We have more troubles in this world right now than we can even comprehend and get our head around. And I don't know what it is about human nature, but you can have 100 people tell you that you're a nice person, and then have one person that tells you you're an evil person. And for some reason, that one person that says you're evil is going to resonate with you, and it's going to ruin your day and make you feel bad and totally negate the multitudes of people that had an opposite opinion. And unfortunately, bad news is the same way. You can have 100 people that are very healthy and have a great day, and you can have one person that dies, and you will dwell on the person that dies and not even consider the 100 that had a nice day. That's just the way we are. And so know that the scale is always tipped towards the negative, no matter what we do. And to balance things out, we have to purposely look for the good. Look for good stories. Look for the good in people. Look for the good in nature. The Bible talks about much evil and much destruction. But the Bible also talks about very beautiful things. And as we get our daily dose of doom and gloom, which seems to be the new normal, I hope we can change that soon. But we have to keep things in reality, that things are really tough right now. But we have to balance things out and know that we have a Heavenly Father that loves us very much. And we have to know that we're here for a reason. A lot of people are now questioning why they're even here. And the simple answer to that is because God wants you here at this time. And I find that nothing clears the mind more than a nice walk. And so if you have a safe area that you can go out and take a daily walk, I think that would be a good thing. Surrounding yourself with people you love and listening to good music, I think, is very important. And a side note that I'm noticing is that almost everything that's in our pop culture, doesn't matter what style of music, what genre, it seems that they're really promoting a very negative lifestyle. And I know people that listen to music all day long at work, and they may not truly be listening, but all day long they're subjugating their mind to very unwholesome influences. And one thing that I've done in my house that has really helped is that I listen to music that I really like, that's real. I don't listen to too many modern recordings because of all the pitch correction and all the computer tricks they're doing to the music. I go back and listen to people that had true talent that did not need any computer tricks. And I find that if I keep some old-time gospel music and some Bible verses in the background, if I have that playing in the background all day, I feel so much better. Even if I don't have time to truly listen, I know that my subconscious is getting fed. And the old saying is garbage in, garbage out. And so I think one of the things we can do to strengthen our lives is keep the garbage out. And I know there's a lot of people out there that would say, well, I really don't care for gospel music or Christian music. And I do understand that. But if you would give it a try for a week or two and find that you feel so much more comfort and you're not near as edgy, I do believe that you'll find that that music is good for your soul and good for your spirit. And so that's something we can do to balance, is to keep things in the background that make us happy, make us feel whole, and make us feel loved. And it's very important that you eat right. Make sure that your meals are pleasant. And there's a term for food that they call it comfort food. And I do believe that a steady diet of comfort food might not be a bad thing at all. Another thing that helps bring me balance is my pets. I know I kind of live in the animal kingdom here, but I have very happy animals, and they show me every day how happy they are. They greet me every morning so happy and so loving. It really does help start the day off on a positive note. And so another thing we can do for balance is to have a pet if you can. It seems like the world is in two camps right now. It's either me, 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 and everything is about me, or else it's just doom and gloom and everything is just over and we're waiting for the world to end. And while you do have to have some time for you, And yes, I do believe the world is in a lot of trouble, and the Bible does say the world will pass away. I think that where you need to live your life is not in either one of those two camps. You should live your life with positive expectation that you serve a mighty God that answers prayers, a God of miracles, and we live in a wonderful place that God created just for us. We have to look at the positive that's there every day. Every day that you wake up is positive. Every day the sun comes up is positive. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We have to live in that. We have to keep balanced. I wonder about the people that don't think anything's wrong, the ones that live, I think, very ignorant, very delusional. I think they're going to get hurt. So I'm not asking you to stick your head in the sand and not look at the evil things that are happening. We can't fight something we can't see, and so we have to see it, and so we can fight it. But we can't live in that world constantly, or else our health is going to deteriorate. I know personally that there are weeks that I go with very uneasy sleep, if I get any sleep at all, due to what I'm finding in my research. And I know that what I'm doing is unhealthy quite a bit of the time for me. I'm doing my best to balance things out and do things that I love to do and be around people I want to be around and just live life as best I can away from all of the catastrophes that I have to keep looking at so I can report to you what I'm finding. And I think I'm finally reaching that balance. And I think that's a good thing for all of us to reach for, is a balance. So I guess what I'm saying is, see what's bad in the world, but don't let it consume you. What should be consuming you is the joy of life, the joy of your friends and family, the joy of just being alive in this wonderful world. And when I say wonderful, yes, it is wonderful. There are bad things here, but it's such a beautiful, wonderful place that God has created. And I go back to this often, but I think it needs to be said that God sent His only Son to die for us, and that we have a loving God, a mighty Savior. And if that doesn't bring joy to your heart, then maybe nothing will. There are problems here. Satan is running loose, devouring who he may devour. But we have an almighty God that's our Heavenly Father. And so we should never lose sight of that. As you look at the daily events, you find that there's common themes of distrust and deception and corruption, evil, murder, slander. Everything that is bad that mankind possesses is all over the news every day. And the Bible is very clear about the evil heart of man. And it's on full display every day in living color. That's where I think you need to inner reflect as a child of God. And you need to concentrate on your Heavenly Father. I think that is something that really needs to be done. We should never lose sight of the fact that we serve a God of miracles, a God of plenty, a God of love. Also a God of righteousness. And the things that we see in this world that we are appalled at, that are definitely an abomination, know that the Bible says, "Vengeance is mine, says the Lord." And these deeds are not going to go unpunished. We can be frustrated watching them unfold in front of our eyes and wonder, why isn't God stopping this? In His time, it will stop. As I often say, the Bible says, this too shall pass. And so we need to rely on just our knowledge of the Bible and the words that God has spoken. And He's spoken so many comforting words and also instructive words, but we have to listen. That will help us balance things out. Now, I doubt that too many listening to Truth to Ponder are the delusional type, the ones that are living in delusion. But most of us know people that have no clue that anything wrong is happening. I've talked to people that think that Joe Biden is just perfect and that our economy is perfect and the country's on the right track and the world is great. They just don't know. At first, I thought they were mentally challenged, but now I think they're just under a delusion. I don't think they're capable of seeing. And I've heard from several friends that they're having visions, kind of unfold in front of their eyes. And one of my friends wrote me and told me that he likes to look at the United States flag and he honors what it stands for. And he said he saw the colors of the flag just disappear and they turned to black and white. In his spirit, that told him the United States was in for a fall. And he was very disturbed by what he saw, and he contacted me and told me about this. And I told him about something that happened to me. I was watching several young men. I think there were six of them. They seemed to be like sophomores in high school. They definitely weren't seniors, but they were definitely in high school. They were all walking down the sidewalk and they had backpacks on. And as I looked at these kids, all of a sudden I saw them as soldiers. And their backpacks were now military packs. And I saw how the boys were walking and they were one right after another, like they were marching in line. That only happened for about 4 seconds, and then it snapped back to just kids walking down the street. And so I know God is showing people things, and I think that a lot of people are very much in tune with what's going on. But we have the opposite. We have the people that will scoff and say, oh, that didn't happen. There's nothing wrong. Everyone loves everybody. There's no war anywhere. And as I said in a recent episode, I was telling some people about the massacre that happened to the concert goers in Moscow, and they thought I was making it up. And people like that, you just can't reach. They're unreachable. So do whatever you can to balance everything in your life, and that includes your meals. Make sure that you're eating correctly. I think that's very important. And another thing that's going to sound really odd, but is very important, is drink enough water. We have an awful lot of people that are experiencing massive amounts of stress and stress headaches, and a lot of that can be helped just simply by making sure you have enough fluids. I know that I've heard a lot of people say that their head hurts, and possibly one of the reasons is that they're not drinking enough fluids. So there are things that we can do to balance our life, and we have to keep it balanced, and we have to do what we can to stay in harmony with the way God made us. God made us that we can show anger and wrath as well as love and compassion. And we're going to have to try to keep our emotions in check to where our lows don't get too low and our highs don't get too high. I think we need to be very temperate. I think that will bring everyone's stress level way down if we can accomplish this. I don't know why, but we have an awful lot of people that are trying their best to scare you into buying their product or to join their political organization, or just they have ulterior motives. And so when you're listening to people that are trying to tell you the truth, please keep in mind that some of the people may be trying to sell you something or may have ulterior motives. And one thing about Truth to Ponder is that neither me or Bob Bierman sell anything, and we're not trying to get you to do anything except steering you into the right direction and steering you towards Almighty God. But we're in for a very bumpy ride, because I think the inmates now control the asylum. And I've stated this several times on Truth to Ponder. Never ever discount that one of God's greatest creations is the human mind, and you own one, and so use it. trust your gut, do the right things, but try to stay balanced. Do what it takes to get through each day. And one thing that's very true is how you build a successful life is live it one day at a time. If you can have 7 successful days, then you've had a successful week. If you have 4 successful weeks, you have a successful month. If you have 12 successful months, you have a successful year. And you can just take it from there. Just on and on it goes. That's how you have a successful life, is one day at a time. There are days that you're not going to feel like you're very successful. You're going to be down and gloomy over what you're hearing as far as the world situation. But even in those times, you're not alone. Even when you feel at your lowest, you still have a Heavenly Father that loves you very much. And so don't let your lows get too low. But yet we have to be human. We have to experience the emotions that God has gifted us with. And so we can't just hide our emotions or stuff them away. It's best to experience that emotion, but try to control it to the point where it doesn't get out of hand. I know I deeply care about the audience of Truth to Ponder, and I want the best for each and every one of you. And I hope that my segments are helpful to you, and I hope that you are able to put into practice some of the things I'm suggesting. But just remember that everyone's situation is different. And so try not to walk in lockstep and just copy what other people are doing if it doesn't fit your situation. It's up to you to make the right decisions. And I'm confident with the help of God, you will do just that. Make the decisions that you need to make. Well, I'd like to thank Bob Bierman for allowing me to speak to you today. And until my next segment, everyone, stay strong, keep your powder dry, and never forget, replace fear with faith. Now back to Bob.
And Jim, I want to thank you for helping me out today on this Monday Eclipse Day broadcast of Truth to Ponder, and just a wonderful concept about keeping our balance in these troubled times. I know for many it's not easy to do, and fear can be, well, very consuming if you don't have something to grasp onto. As I said, this is a listener-supported radio ministry, and we're on shortwave. We're trying to keep on WTWW. It does have such a wonderful signal, and now that things are steadying down, I believe listeners will come to it only if you can help support it, and maybe they can help support as time goes on. If you've never supported this radio ministry before, now would be a good time to consider it. If you would, visit our website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. Even if you're a podcast listener, your help is needed. Or you can make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, 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 Virginia. And the zip code in Chilhowee is 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia. And the zip code in Chilhowee, 24319. Or you can use our website, truth2ponder.com. Got several stories I'm working on for this week, and this is going to be a week you do want to listen as we try to bring you the news, but also the perspective of this news from God's Word. See you tomorrow.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.